When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder Story. If you have not used generative AI, you might be living under a rock, or you might be living on a ship somewhere in the ocean that doesn't have internet access, because generative AI is everywhere. I mean, the last few years, it's just been insane. So we wanted to bring in an incredible expert, Liron Hasen, who is the co-founder and CEO of Aporia. And we're going to dive into your story, all things generative AI. So let's just kick it off with you. What was your story like? Why did you get into this? And why did you want to found Aporia?
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me. So the reason we started Aporia really was from first-hand experience. I personally started coding when I was 10 years old. Fast forward when I was 24, so I worked for a startup company where we've had the core component of our product, which was built on AI. Obviously, back then, it was more machine learning than generative AI, but still same concept. And every time we released our software to production, we had some issues with our clients saying, hey, guys, like, something isn't working. Can you check this out? And it was always rooted in the very same thing. We had issues with our AI workloads, right? So what we've realized is, on one hand, AI has a huge promise and can change the lives of all of us, like it just did in the last 2 years, you know? So that's on one hand. On the other hand, unlike traditional software, it's non-deterministic. And this challenge is enormous, right? And this is going to make or break or whether we as society are going to use AI. And for us, this was a cue that, hey, like, this is a super exciting problem to work on. We have experienced it on our own. You know, let's spend the rest of our time in trying to solve that and help other AI teams overcome these challenges.
I was reading some stats recently that a lot of corporations, businesses, people, they're disappointed in how AI has not yet transformed their life in the ways that maybe they thought it was going to be. And I wonder if it's because of these issues that you are solving. So what are your thoughts there around the sentiment currently of how companies and businesses are leveraging AI?
Yeah, so that's 100% true. Like, when you speak with the average AI team at an enterprise, what you'll hear is they have mapped somewhere in between 200 to 300 potential use cases for AI. Right? So that's amazing. It's like a lot, big number. However, when you ask them, like, hey, how many of these projects are live, you know, in production, whether for your employees or the use or your customers, then you start to see like different range of numbers. Could be zero, could be one, two could be very, very advanced. Right. So there's a huge gap. I like to call it the Gen AI chasm, right? Like, there's a massive drop in the amount of AI projects. So when you ask them, like, hey, what's going on? Like, where are all these projects? So what we usually hear is, hey, listen, we've built something. It's kind of working, right? Like, when we played around it locally on our own computer, it worked well. But when we got into pilot phase and we tried it out with 10 to 20 users or so, we started getting all these weird and funny behaviors, which we just cannot allow ourselves, you know, as a significant brand, as a public company. And that's what is keeping, like, hallucinations, inconsistent behavior of AI, that's what's keeping these AI projects in pilot and not getting live or allowing us to enjoy the potential value of them.
Yeah, I've had my own personal experiences where I'm relying on it, and if I didn't check and edit and work through, I might be giving wrong information, then other people are going to get mad at me, companies. So I could see how people need to really inspect what you expect, I guess. So your company has been named a technology pioneer by World Economic Forum, Forbes' next billion-dollar company. I mean, what is that like thinking that this company you have may be a unicorn, maybe the next big thing, something that's going to completely impact society?
Hey, everyone. I'm not sure if you've heard, but our show, Founders Story, is now available on the iHeartRadio app. So check that out, iHeartRadio online, or you grab the app. It's super easy. You can listen to all of our episodes wherever you enjoy your podcasts, whether that's iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. But check it out.
Yeah, and so obviously it's super exciting. To be like completely honest, it's not about the valuation of the company. It's more about, you know, the potential impact we're able to make, right? I strongly believe that there are massive use cases and massive places where AI could change our lives, really, from think about healthcare, your banking system, like really on our every day-to-day lives. And being able to do so in a responsible way is really, really crucial. So getting the notion of, hey, what we're building is really at the cutting edge of this technology. We are getting kind of moving forward with our vision and delivering on the promise of, hey, we're going to make AI reliable and secure. Yeah, this is like super exciting. That's what gets me and the entire team pumped on every day that we get and go to the office.
So tell me, I'm curious, from your personal perspective, what are you most excited about? Besides,
hey, everyone, something you may not know about me is that language is a passion of mine. For over 20 years, I've been learning different languages, and it's been one of the most game-changing things when it comes to communication, sales, and building relationships. That's why I'm very excited to tell you about Rosetta Stone, which I have been using for a while now. Whether you're pitching to investors or working with a global team, knowing another language can make all of the difference. Rosetta Stone is one of the easiest ways I've found to learn a new language. With their easy-to-use, cloud-based tools, you can learn to speak in 25 languages right from your phone, tablet, or computer. Just imagine the opportunities that open up when you can speak the language of your next big market or connect better with your clients. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Founder Story listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today, T-O-D-A-Y. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off today at rosettastone.com/today.
We all know the feeling of searching for the right candidate. It's exhausting. But what if you didn't have to search at all? With Indeed, you don't search, you match. If you're looking to hire, Indeed is where you need to be. It's a platform that makes hiring simple with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that quickly connects you with quality candidates. Why waste time with busy work? Indeed takes care of scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can focus on what really matters, connecting with the right people fast. And here's something impressive. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent survey. I remember when I was trying to build my first team, it felt like I was sifting through a mountain of resumes. Trying to find that perfect fit was exhausting and time-consuming. I really wish I had used Indeed back then because they simplify the process so much, connecting you with top candidates quickly without all the stress. And here's something special for you. Listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job's visibility at Indeed.com/Founders Story. Head over to Indeed.com/Founders Story right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about it here. Indeed.com/Founders Story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your company and the things that you're doing in yourself, what are you personally most excited about when you think of maybe we'll be at AGI or maybe one day ASI, you know, the future 5-10 years from now, how AI is going to transform? What are you personally excited about?
So me personally, I'm excited about healthcare specifically. I think, you know, in healthcare, there is really just so much potential to save many lives, to identify, you know, disease or illness at a very early stage that today, unfortunately, we cannot do that. Find cures for different type of, you know, cancer and other diseases. So I think seeing that kind of area evolving, that's what I'm personally most excited about.
We had another guest on that with their organization, they're trying to help people live past 200 years old. How do you feel about that? Would you want to live to 200? Or if not, what is an age that you'd want to live to healthy?
So yeah, I think it's a good question, right? So it depends if in these 200 years, do you feel like 200 years old, or do you feel younger than that? I think that's kind of the question, right?
That is true. Yeah, that's a good point. My number is like 140.
Interesting.
If I feel like maybe 60, 70 till 140, I think I'm good. But if I feel like 140, I don't want to live to 140. So let's dive into guardrails. Can you explain more about that? Because I'm very interested to hear. I haven't really heard this before, and I want to learn more about like what this is, what I need to look out for it, and how are you solving this?
When thinking about AI, and I think, you know, in the past 2 years, we are all experiencing with ChatGPT and, you know, others AI-based solutions, right? What's happening is we feel as if we're talking with a real human being. However, it's not as consistent, it's not as reliable as human being. It can make up facts and be very, very confident about what it says, right? So our thesis and the way we see how the human society can actually use AI as technology is not by blindly relying on AI as technology, but rather having AI or being overseen and guardrailed by human beings. Now, it doesn't mean that there has to be a real human being constantly monitoring every input and every output of these systems. But this is really where an automated system like Aporia, a guardrails platform, comes into the picture. So imagine a system that observes every interaction that you have with an AI chatbot or something like that, right? Whether what you're sending is, I don't know, out of place or non-compliant, and how's the response that you're getting from that system, right? So essentially what our system is doing, it acts in real time. It's capable of detecting hallucinations, incorrect facts, profanity, toxicity, and so on, and mitigate these issues before they reach the end user. So the system can actually change the way the LLM or the AI responds.
I mean, I would think that's very needed, not only just by the experiences that we're having, but I'm seeing like European Union is just releasing some guardrails that they're trying to put into place, and some other places they want no guardrails. It seems like there's a wide spectrum as to what people think we should or should not be doing, but at least this gives those, you know, protections. And there needs to be something that is going to keep us, you know, in line in a sense when it comes to the use of AI, because we know how humans are. You know, we're going to take something that could be amazing and we might turn it into something not great. So I'm glad that you are solving that. So last question for you on this, is there a specific tool or something that you are using AI for right now besides your company and what you're doing, but is there another way that you are finding AI has been, you know, something that you can't live without in your life, maybe a productivity tool or something like that?
It's a good question. Obviously, we use a lot of AI in our daily work. Me personally, I just use it sometimes in rephrasing email. However, I will mention, like, I would never ask an AI system to craft an email for me. Just kind of more, you know, rephrasing and getting kind of different wording ideas and stuff like that.
I like that. I like the ideas. It really is great for coming up with ideas, but I might be getting lazy and using AI too much for my emails. So if I ever send you an email and it sounds like AI, it's probably
AI.
It's AI. But no, I really appreciate you. Though, if people want to find out more information about your organization, maybe they need your help. they want to learn more about you personally, how can they do so?
Absolutely. Happy to connect on LinkedIn. Send me a message.
Amazing. Yeah. What is, what's your website?
It's aporia.com. APORRIA.com.
Amazing. Well, congratulations for possibly the next billion-dollar company. I know you said it's not about the valuation, but I feel like if you get to that status, your impact is going to just be massive. Like, you can't not impact so many people. And we are all about impact, and AI is one of the most exciting things. Like, I hope I live for another 100 years just because I want to see what comes about from AI and what it does solve and how it does help people and organizations and everything. So the future is just going to be incredible, and we're here in it. So congratulations on everything. And thanks again for joining us today on Founders Story.
Thank you for tuning in to Founders Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.